Hey, and welcome to the Impact Defense Podcast. My name is Brian, and I am joined by Jada, one of my students, and one of our instructors here at Impact Defense. In our very first episode, we are talking about what is self-defense and the mindset you need in order to defend yourself. Hope you guys enjoy.
Welcome to the Impact Defense Podcast. We're dedicated to giving you the information that you need to help keep you safe. Now, let's join our hosts, Brian and Jada.
Hey guys, so we're gonna do a little something different today. We're gonna have a little bit of a discussion. I know a lot of times we are just showing moves and stuff like that, but today we're gonna try to have a little bit of a discussion about self-defense. So the first thing we're gonna do is we are going to talk about like what is self-defense itself, okay? So what would you say self-defense is?
Well, what we say in all of our seminars is it's stopping the threat, but I think the biggest thing is it's just so different from what most people would think it is. Like, everyone thinks about this technique to stop this technique instead of what kind of mindset that you have to be in, and it always begins with a mindset.
Yeah. Yeah. I in one of our most popular posts on Facebook has been that quote from Horry and Gracie that was, and now I'm questioning whether it was Horry and Gracie.
It's Horry and Gracie.
It is Horry and Gracie.
Yeah, and it's self-defense is not merely a set of techniques. It's a mindset, and it begins with the belief that you're worth defending.
I have not had enough of my coffee yet this morning, so let's go with that.
I drank a cup of coffee, and now I am on to water because I think I need to give myself a break from the amount of caffeine I have consumed.
No, I don't believe in a break from caffeine. So we begin with that mindset that you're worth defending, because another thing that I like to say in the seminars is, despite what you may think of yourself, you are the most important person in somebody's life. So, and everybody is the most important person in someone's life. So we need to remember that when we are remembering or whether they're thinking about whether we are worth defending or not. And that's definitely a big thing. You are worth defending. And once you get past that, it's more of an awareness thing at first.
Mm-hmm. It's like that mindset of you are worth defending is one of the hardest things to get across to people, because most people just don't want to hurt anybody, even when they're trying to hurt them. Like, whenever we hear the stories of like attackers having scratch marks above and beside and down the side of the eye, but not in the eye, where they could have so easily done that to prevent it continuing, you ask the victim afterwards why they didn't just go for the eye, and they're just like, well, I tried, but I couldn't bring myself to do it. So even though they're a victim of a heinous crime, and this person is deliberately trying to hurt them, there are people that just can't bring themselves to defend themselves, and it's so much more common than people think.
It really is. I don't want to go out here and hurt people. I don't want to do that type of stuff.
Well, that's what makes you a good guy.
But put yourself in the situation of, and then the one thing that we like to ask, especially women's self-defense seminars, is if you're laying on the ground and someone is sitting on top of you and they're trying to hurt you and they're hitting you and anything like that, and there is this rock beside of you, can you reach over and grab that rock and smash it in their head? And that sounds extremely violent, and most of the time people will say no. But the next thing, if we look at it and go, okay, wait a second, what if your kid is just behind you and you are the only thing keeping them from getting to your kid? And that basically changes everybody's perspective.
Oh, yeah. It's an immediate switch. It's like, oh, heck yeah, I'm grabbing that rock.
Yes.
It's like, they're not touching my kid. And what they don't realize is that whether their kid is actually behind them or not, it's like their child is going to be affected by the outcome of that situation. And they need to start viewing themselves as that most important person in their child's life. It's like they are that no matter whether their child is behind them in that specific situation or not. It's like their child needs them to fight.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, so we go back to, like, What is self-defense? It's stopping that threat. It's getting out of a dangerous situation. We are going to look at some other options and some other things here. We're going to kind of cover this. I kind of enjoyed this. So what we're going to do is we're going to kind of cover this and look at this in a very holistic way of what is actually self-defense. And I hope you guys look forward to that. And I hope you enjoyed this. Let us know if you enjoyed the conversation that we had over my coffee and her water this morning. Leave it in the comments. If you would like to see us discuss anything, I know these are a little different than what we normally do. So if you would like to see us discuss anything, you know, this is kind of fun. So we'll do that.
Be sure to like our Facebook page and subscribe on YouTube and keep your eyes open for a possible podcast.
Yeah, and don't forget to also visit our website at impactdefensenc.com. There you can find our training videos. You'll be able to see articles on there. Very soon, if not already, we will have a shop up there with some really awesome t-shirts like the ones we are wearing. And you'll also be able to find more information on training, some of our seminars, how to get us to come out to you guys, and even some online courses. Those are slowly growing out there where we're offering more and more online courses as well.
Well, we hope you guys have enjoyed getting to know us a little bit better and just kind of our personalities. And we hope to do more of these where you just kind of can see us in a more relaxed setting. Thank you guys so much. And we will see you in the next video or podcast or however you're listening to this.
See you guys.
Thank you for listening to the Impact Defense Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about how to keep yourself safe, check out the articles, videos, courses, and seminars at www.impactdefensenc.com. We also do training for security teams, churches, businesses, groups, and more. Stay sharp, stay focused, and train hard.